Today, we are going to see the title of Antioch Church. Antioch Church, which means the church in Antioch City. We are going to see three questions. Number one, verse 2, and when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him. What did they contend with him? And what's Peter's defense? And what's their response after Peter's defense? Question 2, verse 17. For as much then as God gave them the like gift as he did unto us, who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God? What is the gift as he did unto us? Last question, what were the various over ministries in the Antioch Church from verses 19 to 30, and what could we learn today? That's the last question. First one, and the apostle and brethren that were in Judea. So those people indicate Christians. That time, the believers in Judea went to the church in Jerusalem. Heard that the Gentiles means non-Jews in terms of race, had also received the word of God. Here, the word of God, which means the word of God for salvation. Actually, salvation gospel indicating that. Verse 2, and when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, which means Jerusalem church, because the believers who live in Judea area region, they went to Jerusalem church. So Peter showed up to Jerusalem that they were of the circumcision. Circumcision in this context meaning Jewish believers, because all Jews were required to get circumcision for male. So circumcision contended with him, argued against Peter. What point? Here, verse 3, saying, thou wentest in to men uncircumcised and didst it with them. The issue is verse 3, because they visited in the Gentiles and ate with them. What's the problem? The Jewish custom to believe eating somebody is becoming a part of one body, because the same food is assimilated to every eater's body. So that kind of thing, Jesus also ate with tax collectors and sinners. Jesus also was contended by Pharisees. How come your teacher eats with the sinners in that kind of context? Then Peter's defense coming up from verse 4. But Peter rehears, which meaning repeated the matter from the beginning. Repeated the previous chapter 10. So here, the author of the book of Acts is Luke. Luke, basically, he sent this book to whom? Theophilus. Theophilus, the most excellent, which means the most excellent high position in Italy. So Gentile, the reader is Gentile. So Luke sent this book of Acts, as well as the book of Luke, sent to the most excellent Theophilus. Theophilus is Gentile. That's why in order to make him, the Gentile, understand how the Lord working through from Judea, Jewish people, up to the Gentile. That's why he wants to repeat this one, because this historical context is very important. The bridge from Jewish Christian to non-Jews or Gentile Christians through Cornelius and household. That's why here rehearsed, repeated the matter at the beginning and expounded it by order, which means chronologically, by order, unto them meaning the Jewish believer in Jerusalem church, saying, verse 5, I was in the city of Joppa. Joppa is a Mediterranean Sea city. Joppa praying and in a trance. So I saw a vision. Vision is a state of waking up. So a dream, a state of sleeping. So God used a vision or a dream to reveal the spirit world, because the spirit world is as real as a material world. That's why here God used a vision to Peter. A certain vessel descended, as it had been a great ship, let down from heaven by four corners, and it came even to me, to Peter, upon the which, when I had fastened mine eye, which meaning I looked very carefully at that, I considered and saw four-footed beasts of the earth and wild beasts. According to Deuteronomy, most of those beast animals considered as unclean, which meaning is uneatable, prohibited. And creeping things, obviously creeping things too, and fowls of the air, the birds. And I heard a voice saying unto me, Arise, Peter, slay and eat, kill and eat. But I said, Not so, Lord. Lord, no, thank you. For nothing common or unclean has at any time entered into my mouth, which meaning nothing unclean thing can I eat at all my life. So then, verse 9, but the voice answered me again from heaven, what God has cleansed, that call not thou common. So you must not call unclean or common to the things which God made clean. Then verse 10, and this was done how many times? Three times. And all were thrown up again into heaven, and behold, immediately there were three men already came unto house. Three men in this context sent by Cornelius in Caesarea, Mediterranean, the northwest side of beach, so in chapter 10. So three men or three messengers or three Gentile messengers, non-Jewish messengers, let it come unto the house where I was in Joppa, sent from Caesarea unto me. Then verse 12, and the Spirit bade me go with them. Here, Peter's first defensive point. The Spirit directed me, go with them. Don't blame me, don't contend with against me, but probably against the Spirit, against God. Because the Spirit bade me, begged me, asked me, commanded me to go with them. How? Nothing doubt, without doubt. That is Peter's first defense. Then, moreover, another defense here too. Moreover, those six brethren accompanied me. Those six brethren, meaning six Jewish believers, were with me and went into Caesarea, Cornelius' household too, and ate with them too. So second defense point is six, the circumcision of Jewish believers are with me and ate food with Gentiles too. And we entered into the man's house, Cornelius' house, and the man is Cornelius, showed us or testified us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood and said unto him, send a man to Joppa, so where Peter resides there, and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter. Then, verse 14, who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved? Then Peter gave the word of God for salvation. Cornelius and Cornelius' household are saved based upon, first of all, repentance over their unbelief. Then is they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior. That moment they are saved, then they might have had eternal life, new life. Then verse 15, and as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell upon them as on us at the beginning. So this happened, exactly occurred in book of Acts chapter 2, to Jewish people too, because Jesus Christ was crucified and was buried, and third day rose again. Then Jesus continued ministered 40 days on earth. Before ascension, Jesus made a word to the believers who sit in Jerusalem. So now the baptized, not like John the Baptist, with water, but with the Holy Spirit, soon coming out. That kind of the book of Acts chapter 1. So then is after Jesus' ascension, 7 days later, total 50 days from crucifixion, that time the Holy Spirit come upon the Jewish people who live in dispersed regions, some coming from the other area, many areas, the Jewish people, the first time. So then they were filled with the Spirit. So the evidence of the Spirit gift was a tongue come out. Tongue is a piece of evidence of the Spirit gift. So that tongue is come out. Here, Holy Ghost fell upon them. Upon them meaning, Holy Ghost fell upon Cornelius and Cornelius' household too. Gentiles too. Yeah. So then, as on us at the beginning, then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, John the Baptist indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Here, basically, Peter defends the third point, because Jesus already said before sending to us, John the Baptist indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. So here, chapter 1, probably verse 5 here. So, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. So 7 days later, Pentecost, so they received the Holy Ghost. Then verse 17. For as much then as God gave them the like gift as he did unto us. So what is the gift as he did unto us? That is a Pentecost day. The Jewish people received Book of Acts chapter 2, verse 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So the other one, verse 18. Who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what would I, that I could withstand God? Which meaning, I could oppose God or resist God? Obviously not, because Holy Spirit working that. So then their response here, when they heard these things meaning Peter's defense, then they held their peace and glorified God, saying, then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance through belief in the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior, unto life, unto eternal life. Here, their response, nature response, number one, they held their peace. They kept silent and they glorified God. So here we see, so certain men testified how the Lord is working his life or somebody's life. So the listener, natural listeners who love the Lord, nature respond, have a peace mind and glorify God rather than jealous over some guy or against them, you know. So not like that. That is we can learn, you know, somebody testified, you know, how the Lord, you know, worked through his life, and so in that way. Next is Antioch Church. Antioch Church meaning the church in Antioch. Antioch at that time, Roman Emperor time, the third largest city. First the largest city, Rome. Second largest city, Alexandria, today in Egypt. Third largest city, Antioch, today in Turkey area, Antioch. Antioch was a commercial city between Eastern world and Western world. Also, Antioch is a sin city. They were a lot of pagan gods, especially sexual immoral god too. So pagan city. Then verse 19. Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen. So Stephen was martyred. Then the church persecution occurred. Then Philip, the deacon, went to Samaria, preached the gospel. Then Saul or Paul converted to Christian, happened. Then Peter preached the gospel to Cornelius. So please note that persecution might be used by God to expand the kingdom of God. So we prayed for South Sudan, Uganda. So sadly, many people were martyred. Last year, over 1,000 people were martyred there. So sad, but God still using the persecution circumstance to expand his kingdom. Through whom? Through those who love the Lord and his word. Also, last chapter, God has no respecter, no partiality of a person. Regardless of Gentiles or non-Gentiles, or wealth or poor, God really see your heart, whether or not you love me truly and my word too. So in that way, we can see that happens right here. Then he arose about Stephen, traveled as far as Phoenicia is like a Judea area, and Cyprus Island, and Antioch. Antioch is today's Turkey area, preaching the word to none but unto the Jewish only, which meaning they preach the gospel, Jewish only, which meaning preach the gospel in Hebrew, not Greek. So Antioch is a Grecian culture. Here, verse 20. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch, spoke unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. Here, they preach the gospel to Antioch in Greek, not in Hebrew. Some of them, which meaning some of them are known people, but we know that they love the Lord and His word. God used them. Jesus said, God, I build my church upon that rock, which meaning Peter's confession, you are Son of living God, Messiah, Christ. So based upon faith. So there is no difference between Jews and the Greek. Whoever call upon Him, who have a heart to love Lord, or to call Him, may be rich. So we can see here. Then verse 21. And the hand of the Lord was with them. Wow, Lord was with those unknown person who preached the gospel in Greek to Antioch. And a great number of believers and turned unto the Lord. So book of Acts chapter 2, last time, the Lord added the believers to the church. So the Lord is doing. Lord added a great number to the Lord. Verse 22. Then tidings of these things, or news of these things, came unto ears of the church, which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas. Okay, Jerusalem is a headquarter church at that time, headquarter, because apostles were there, the church in Jerusalem. So, headquarter church there, so they sent Barnabas. Who is Barnabas? Barnabas is, we know that his that name meaning the son of consolation. New King James Version said, the son of encouragement. So encouragement, Romans chapter 12 indicated the gift of the Spirit. So some is Christian really encourage people, ill people, or poor people to keep on their own faith. That kind of encouragement. So firstly happened, Barnabas, sold his land. Then he made a donation to church in Jerusalem. That first happened. So later, Saul converted to Christian, his name changed to be Paul, but he disciple Paul, Damascus, he met Jesus Christ in light. That time is he was converted immediately. Then his disciple Paul went to desert of Arabia. So there he stayed for 3 years. So God revealed grace gospel, the gospel of grace, which meaning salvation based upon faith alone, without human merit. So human merit is not required. So that is the gospel of grace. So that revealed. Then his disciple delivered the gospel to Damascus region. So he preached there. Then disciple went to meet apostles in Jerusalem church. But the Jerusalem church apostles were afraid over disciple Paul, because the disciple used to be severe persecutor. That's why Barnabas, he introduced him to apostles in Jerusalem church. So then he was able to meet Peter over there, apostle. Then he shared the doctrine of gospel, of grace with the Grecian scholars. But Grecian scholars were so angry about among discussion with Paul, then they tried to kill disciple Paul. Then Barnabas brought him to Caesarea to take a share. So disciple Paul went to Tarsus. Tarsus is basically Paul's hometown. So disciple Paul, he was born in Tarsus. Tarsus is a Grecian city. So obviously, disciple Paul, he was accustomed to Grecian culture. Also, he was able to speak in Greek. But Paul is a descendant of Benjamin. Benjamin is the 12th son of Jacob. So Paul's father, sent a disciple Paul to Gamaliel in Jerusalem. Gamaliel, that time, the instructor of law. Law meaning Old Testament law. So disciple Paul was trained, educated by Gamaliel. So disciple Paul was an expert of Old Testament. So through the divine revelation of gospel of grace, disciple Paul was able to prove that the Messiah prophesied in the Old Testament must be Jesus Christ. So he, God, prepared him very well. How long? 10 years after the conversion. 10 years, because 7 years he stayed in Tarsus. Then he showed up in Antioch. He taught in the Bible Antioch Christians right here. Then in verse 20, so Barnabas, we discussed that. Then is verse 22. Last verse, Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch. So Barnabas was sent by Jerusalem church, apostles to Antioch church. Verse 23, who when he came and had seen the grace of God. Barnabas saw the grace of God. So the grace of God, his sight of the grace of God, reminded Barnabas of disciple Paul, because disciple Paul already the doctrine over grace for salvation to Jerusalem church, the apostles and other people. Here, so Barnabas saw the grace of God. That thing reminded Barnabas of disciple Paul. Was glad and exhorted, because Barnabas was given gift by the Holy Spirit to exhort people. So that's why he is the son of exhortation, the son of consolation, the son of encouragement, simply peacemaker. And all that with purpose of heart, they would cleave unto the Lord. So cleave unto the Lord, which is an intimate relationship with the Lord. Then verse 24, for he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and full of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. By whom? By the Lord. By the Lord through Barnabas and unknown preachers. Verse 25, then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul, or Paul, diligently. Verse 26, and when he had found him, Barnabas had found Paul, he brought to him unto Antioch, and it came to pass that a whole year, which means 1 year, they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. So Christians, actually original word, two words. One is a Greek word, the other one Latin. So Christos is a Greek word, the other one Antion means Latin, then meaning persons like Christ. So Christians, regardless of no respect of persons or no partiality of person, just the persons like Christ, that's it. So Christians really, they want to be more like Christ. That is our hope, our desire. No matter what circumstances, we want to be like, more just like Christ. That means Christians. That means Christians here. And in this day came prophets from Jerusalem unto Antioch. Prophets is in the Bible is a prophet is a two-way ministry. One is a prophet is a foretelling the future. That is number one. Number two, foretelling the word of God to particular situation. So which meaning you deliver the word of God, basically the applicable word of God to a particular situation. So basically two-way prophecy. Yeah, so the Bible said prophecy required three purposes. Number one is exhortation. Exhort, which means encouragement. So some people prophecy may be cursing. That's no, outside of God's commandment. God is number one is exhortation. Number two, edification. Edification, which means build up the body of Christ, which means a member, really the body of Christ. Yeah, the church is the head, Jesus Christ. They cleaver person unto the Lord. That is edifying purpose. Last one, comfort, only three. So this is a prophet come out, so one over three purpose, or two over three purpose, or all three purposes. Right here, let's see, you know, what purpose here. Prophets are from Jerusalem unto Antioch. In the early church, prophet like Norman. So Jerusalem, this local church, go there, they give her, you know, God's word, encouraging comfort, or is edifying. Then is another local church there, you know, that kind of function, you know, in the early church. Yeah, and there stood up one of them named Agabus. Agabus, prophet, he will show up in the last chapter, because that time, disciple wanted to go to Jerusalem. That time Agabus said, is taker disciples of belt. Then he bound himself with belt. So then he made a prophecy to disciple. If you go to Jerusalem, you will be bound, you know, like this belt, like that. But the disciple responded that, I am ready to be bound, even to die, you know, for Christ, you know, that kind of thing. So that is a moment, he showed up Agabus' letter here. Agabus, and signified by the Spirit, so which means inspired by the Spirit, that there should be great dearth throughout. Dearth meaning famine, great dearth throughout all the world. Historically occurred caused by drought, no raining. You know, that time, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar, Roman Emperor, the name Claudius Caesar. So that time actually occurred. So then the disciples meaning the followers of Christ, simply Christians, every man according to his ability. His ability meaning without duress, without being forced, totally without grudgingly, so cheerfully, willingly, and determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwelt in Judea, brethren meaning brothers in Christ. That meaning, which dwelt in Judea, went to Jerusalem church. Simply Jerusalem church. So this Corinthian, this is Antioch church, helped to Jerusalem church the needy share. Yeah. So therefore, to comfort the Jerusalem church, church meaning the group of share, the people, not building, not location, actually is people. So the needy people, like that is a fellowship animal. So those members, you know, donated basically every week, you know, $1 of food or $2 of food. How come is they want to comfort, you know, the relief to needy people, to needy brethren in Christ, is in that kind of thing, or the needy neighbors, is like that. So, which also they did, and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul. So they were sent it. So let's see each question answer. Question 1 in verse 2, and when Peter would come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him. What did they contend with him? That is verse 3. Because they went into Gentile household and ate with them. That is a contending issue. So what's Peter's defense? Defense is verse 12. The Spirit bade me go with them, go with Gentiles, and nothing doubt. That is the first strong defense. Not I did it, but the Spirit, you know, directed me to that way. Number 2, strong defense. Moreover, these 6 brothers accompanied with me. Those 6 Jewish believers also followed with me, went into is Cornelius' house and ate with them. There's a second. Third, strongest defense. Jesus said, after the resurrection, Jesus told us, John the Baptist indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. So that's why he said. Then what's their natural response? Their natural response, they have a peace and glorify the God. That's a natural response. Question 2, verse 17 is, for as much then as God gave them the like gift as he did unto us who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God? So what is the gift as he, the Lord, did unto us? That is in chapter 2, Pentecost, the Holy Ghost fell upon the Jewish people. Jewish people were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they their gift, evident to Holy Spirit presence, evidence was the tongue were given. So that's the answer. Last question is verses 19-30. What were the various ministries in Antioch Church, and what could we learn? Here we see, because first we see preaching, unknown people go to is Antioch Church, so preaching gospel. Preaching simply meaning introduce Jesus Christ to unbelievers. Unbelievers preaching. Then is Barnabas went there, exhort, exercise the Holy Spirit gift, encouraging them. Then is teaching. Beside Paul, well, you know, trained for 10 years after conversion, but before conversion, he already knew Old Testament fully. So through disciple and Barnabas, you know, taught them teaching. Ministry of teaching is basically mature, you know, more like Christ, you know, that kind of thing, teaching. Then is prophecy. Prophecy is edification or exhortation or comfort. In that purpose, all of us in prophecy, so contributory, is the helping reliever to needy people. So needy Christians were able to comfort it and exhort it to keep in their faith. In that way, we can see that. Okay, page 36, number 6, let's sing all together. Yeah?